From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more work on an agreement with Iran. Another meeting-packed day for nuclear negotiators in Vienna has pushed the Iran talks to the final hours ahead of a July 13th deadline. With no announcements made, U.S. and European diplomats worked through dinner late Sunday in an effort to resolve major outstanding issues. Skeptical European leaders struggled Sunday to reach an agreement with Greek officials over that nation's austerity plan. Some voiced doubts that Greece would live up to its promises to cut spending and increase taxes. Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem spoke to reporters.
We've come a long way, solved a lot of issues, but some big issues still remain. So we're now going to inform the leaders and they can discuss and hopefully decide on those last issues.
Heads of the Eurozone nations are considering a pledge by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras to impose another $12 billion in new taxes and spending cuts in exchange for approving Greece's third bailout in 5 years, a three-year $60 billion loan. A suicide bomber blew up his car near a security checkpoint in southeastern Afghanistan Sunday. A police official said at least 25 people were killed and dozens were wounded. Most of the victims are said to be civilians. The violence happened in Khost province, not far from an American military base. It was not immediately clear if the Taliban was behind the attack. The United States says it strongly condemns the recent al-Shabaab attacks. In the Somali capital, Mogadishu, 16 people were killed in attacks on two hotels Friday. Mortar rounds were fired Friday at Mogadishu's former football stadium. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels and internationally recognized government of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi are accusing each other of violating a UN-sponsored humanitarian truce. Edward Uranian reports.
The Saudi-led coalition says it is not bound by the ceasefire that went into effect on Friday. Houthi media report coalition airstrikes hit a military hospital in the capital, Sana'a, a conference center near the city, and homes of Houthi leaders in Saada and Amran. A Houthi-appointed health official told journalists in Sana'a the humanitarian situation is catastrophic. He said international aid groups believe 15 million Yemenis are suffering from hunger and millions of children face the danger of contracting measles and diarrhea. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Pope Francis wound up his week-long three-nation visit to South America celebrating a mass in Paraguay after visiting a poor neighborhood in Asunción. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered for the Sunday mass on a huge swampy field near New Guangzhou inside a military base. A Paraguayan President Horacio Cartes and Argentine President Cristina Fernandez were among those present.
Sin embargo, también estamos al tanto de un hecho muy lamentable.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto decried the escape from prison of notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. It is Guzman's second escape in 12 years, in 14 years. A security official says Guzman, who headed the powerful Sinaloa cartel, was last seen late Saturday in the shower area of the Altiplano prison. He said Guzman escaped through a hole found underneath the shower. The hole connected to an elaborate 1.5-kilometer-long tunnel that led to the local town. The official also said 18 prison workers are being held for questioning. Burundi is postponing its presidential election for nearly a week. The postponement follows warnings by United Nations and African officials that the vote could spark violence in the politically tense country. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, signed a decree Saturday to reschedule the vote from July 15th to July 21st. A suicide bomber in Chad has killed at least 14 people and wounded dozens. Authorities say a man dressed in a woman's burqa set off a bomb at a crowded market in Chad's capital, N'Djamena, Saturday. The incident came hours after Boko Haram attacked a settlement in Nigeria, killing at least 10 people. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.